Anti-war students say the military's policy on gays and lesbians is discriminatory, and therefore military recruiters shouldn't be on campus. They tried to recruit their peers to walk out of class and join the rally. In a scene reminiscent of the 1960s, demonstrators on Bascom Hill carried signs reading, "Troops out now" and "ROTC off campus." Chemical engineering student Fayad Sabayat linked military recruiting to the rising cost of tuition.
Military recruiters come and ask you to go to the military, so that's the only way you can afford your tuition. People die to get education today, and that is not right. And people say this, no military presence on our campus.
After some faculty and students complained about the noise, police cut off the power to the PA system. Students then headed to the military recruiting office. They then clashed with college Republicans who had formed a barricade outside the recruiting center. The two groups spent about 10 minutes trying to shout each other down while campus police stood by and filmed the confrontation. UW senior Joe Schwerbel helped organize the counter-demonstration. He says the intent was to send a positive message to U.S. troops.
We want to make sure that they understand that and that we're not trying to kick them off of campuses. To the recruiters, they're part of the military, and we want to just make sure that they continue doing their job.
Eventually, anti-war demonstrators went to the chancellor's office to make demands about keeping recruiters off campus. Meanwhile, college Republicans declared victory. Chancellor John Wiley has said he supports both the right of students to demonstrate and the right of the military to recruit. He also noted a federal law still requires universities to allow recruiting on campus or face a loss of federal funding. That law is currently being challenged in several courts around the country. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.